kick off hour number one, hour number three, actually.
Oh, please don't tell me we're starting over.
Yes, we've gone back in time, and now it's hour number three. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. It will cost you nothing. You just go and get them. freetalklive.com. So enjoy. We were just talking with Mike in Texas in hour number two, and we went through two segments, and I don't think we made a single persuasive point to Mike. Now, I understand that when you're talking to somebody that has fundamental disagreements with you, you're not going to be able to persuade them in your first or second or tenth conversation even. But I just kind of was sort of analyzing what we'd said and the conversation that we'd had. And I was just wondering, what did you guys think? You know, why is it that we're having such a tough time even making persuasive points when it comes to Mike?
I don't think that's true. I think that Mike agrees with a lot of the small government stances. I think he disagrees with no government stances that you have. I really believe mm-hmm. that he agrees with some of them, because I've heard him, you know, you hear him say it. He just passionately disagrees with a non-existent state.
Well, he may agree with a smaller government, but at the same time, this is the same man who is called in defending the status quo. He's also somebody that seems to like things just the way they are
Pretty standard conservative.
He mentioned that he likes the so-called national security apparatus, which means that he's not necessarily for a small government. He likes the government the way it is and would like it to continue to be providing him with security, which, as we've seen, requires people to trade freedoms. So I just was sort of jotting down a couple points here. I think that he has a firm belief in this paranoid crackpot concept that companies want to take over America, that there are some evil men out there, and they're going to raise a bunch of money together to form a private army that's going to somehow subjugate the entire country of America and take it over, which I think is just a nutty idea.
Well, I think it's happened.
What?
I think it's happened.
How's that?
Well, I think that power-hungry men have taken over America and brought it under control.
That much is true, but it was not men who run a company.
Oh, absolutely not. Companies would never be able to do it. The companies don't have the power that a government does.
Well, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. He believes that a company can get money together to buy the guns that the government does. He believes the company can raise enough money and buy themselves an army and then take over the country. For what end? I really don't know. He didn't make that clear. We didn't ask him.
Well, it's a profitable business to run a country, and if you were able to take one over, I could see the motivation, and I do see that there would be I have fear that that would happen in a stateless society.
I wonder how many Americans would join up with that company. I mean, come on, join up with Walmart Corp. We're going to take over America and kill your family and friends.
I don't think the concern is that they will continue to do business. I think the concern is a Bill Gates kind of person would have, would then raise a private army and want to be king of the world.
No, why would someone want to join that private army? And you'd have to pay him pretty well, right? It would have to be the money, because you'd be killing
people
that were your friends and family.
Because of propaganda. Why do people want to join the United States Army or whatever?
Well, they want to go and kill other people around the world, the bad foreigner types.
Mm-hmm.
So they like killing people that look different from them and
speak
different.
Not always. The National Guard was down in Louisiana. They were willing to kill somebody who drew...
I understand that.
I'm just telling you,
I'm telling you about reasons why people joined. They didn't join because they wanted to go to Louisiana and kill people. They went there because they were following orders. They'd already joined for other reasons. I just think you'd have a tough time hiring a private army the size that you would need to take over the entire country.
Perhaps you would hire that private army and then march on some despicable place like Mexico. And then as you built your mm-hmm. private army and its size and integrity and morale... Then you would say, well, it looks like California has really become a problem here, and we're going to have to take over. You never know. I don't know. But I think that, yes, in the vacuum of a state, you will get one.
But, see, the difference is that in a private army is a job you can quit without going to prison.
Maybe in that private army it wouldn't be, though. I mean, you're saying that a private army would be. But what he's saying is, and what I believe, is that because there is no state, someone would want to create a new one. And that one would be far more tyrannical than the one we currently have.
And I understand that, because it is human nature to get together in groups and have a leader mm-hmm. of said group, whether mm-hmm. it's on the scale of our country or whether it's a group of four salespeople working together. There's usually one person who's leading the effort.
Yes.
So I can see where you're coming from on that. And even in our completely free society, people will still organize in groups and they will still have some sort of leadership in place. And I agree with Mark to the point that I believe there should be some sort of a governance of certain things in life.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there should be an authority to answer to when it comes to things like violent crime, when it comes to things like,
sure,
you know, when you're damaging another person's life.
Sure, I agree.
There needs to be an authority to answer to. And I think it would probably be most persuasive and effective if the authority you were answering to had a gun.
Yeah, I agree. I think that those authorities should be chosen on a private basis by private individuals for insurance purposes and protection purposes. I don't have a problem with rules and laws when it comes to private property. I really don't. I just think it's absolute paranoid kookery to believe that a company can raise money to sustain an army and take over the country. He completely ignores the point about the money production factor. And that he doesn't seem to understand. The government has the unique, no other organization has this ability. It has the unique ability to just simply print all of the funding that it needs. It just goes to the Federal Reserve and says, hey, we need X amount of billion of dollars. Okay. They print it off and hand it over, and then it's spent on whatever they want to spend it on. Private companies don't have that. So even if there was a maniac zealot that put together himself a private army, he'd only be able to fund it for the first few months, and then he'd run dry, and his mercs would want a paycheck. Because they're doing it for the money, not for the glory of taking over the country where their friends and family live.
You know, let's say, for example, that Michael Eisner, now that he's out of the Disney company, got bitter and wanted to use his billions of dollars that he's personally worth to fund and raise an army to take over this, okay, the world because he's a horrible person. Well, in order for him to, even though he has that amount of wealth, in order for him to amass a force of the size that's necessary, he would have to find some way to not only have the wealth to, which he has on his own, you know, not only have the wealth to hire those people, he would have to raise those forces almost entirely in secret.
And quickly as well.
And quickly.
Right, yes.
He would need, you know, an army the size, you know, let's say half the size or a quarter of the size of the current American army.
Right.
A quarter of the size of the U.S. Army. Of the U.S.
Army.
Would
be more efficient.
Yep. A quarter of the size of the U.S. Army. He would have to raise a force that size in secret and quickly in order to have any chance of success.
Yeah, that'd be kind of tough. So he couldn't put a newspaper ad out, basically. USA Today, front page. Join Michael Eisner's army and subjugate America.
Which means he would then first, in secret, have to hire an army of secret army recruiters.
Well, ludicrous.
Somehow or
another, or you could post an ad on Craigslist.
Somehow or another, it's certainly much smaller scale, but organized crime does come into play. I mean, you know, there is such thing as organized crime, so there are people out there that would... I would think that you would build your system through that means.
There is indeed such a thing as organized crime. And you know why there is organized crime? Because shopkeepers can't shoot a mobster when they come in to press them for protection money.
And there's organized crime because there's products that are prohibited, and they can make a lot of money off of dealing those products.
Right.
We need to go to the phone. Samantha's on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hi. I'm just calling because you said he might, you don't know why you could get the distinction. This
okay.
distinction between government and business, and there's mm-hmm. a big distinction. You do not have to do what a business tells you. It's all voluntary, but you do have to do what the government tells you. And it's ridiculous for someone to think that people are just going to voluntarily put their lives on the line because a big company says that they're going to give them some money, but yet I don't
yeah.
think a company can offer the same benefits that
Plus, the what happens when people start dying? What happens
yeah.
when the mercs start
I mean,
getting
it's
killed?
Not, the way what he's saying is like not, and then he says, oh, we're going to be in a, they're going to come and take over the whole United States. No, it won't happen. That'll never happen. And the fact that he's addressing it and making it seem like it's a big problem, it's not. In the libertarian society, I think that it would be more productive, and it'd be more productive because people would have the power to do what they wanted.
Yep, and I think the baby agrees with you.
Thank you for the call, Samantha. We really appreciate hearing from you. You see, Mike, even a high school student gets it, and you're having a tough time. 1-800-259-9231.
I'm not sure that's fair.
She is a high school student.
She is a high school student, but, you know, there's going to be high school proponents of any particular political system.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. So even if you could secretly put together this massive private army, how long are they going to stay together after their lieutenants start getting knocked off and people start dying? More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian's here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com, where there are updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. And like everything else on our site, it's totally free. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. People want to talk about Mike. Mike is the guy that we had on for a couple segments last hour. He firmly believes that businesses are more evil than the government, and therefore we need government, men with guns and power, as he put it, to keep them in line. Because if it weren't for the government, then businesses would just be taking over the country with force. Since that's what businesses do in other countries where there's weak government. No, businesses don't do that. Businesses try to make people happy by bringing them products and services at a low price. And yes, there are charlatans out there. Yes, there are snake oil salesmen, people that want to rip you off, people that want to make a quick buck and move on, in which case people will learn what to avoid. For instance, when the man comes to you and says, "Hey, I got a bunch of meat that I've been selling all day, and it's the end of the day, and I just want to get rid of it. Will you buy the meat off the back of my truck?" You might just want to say no to that. When the guy comes to your house and says, "Hey, I'll paint your driveway for $5 or $10 or whatever it is they charge,"
you say, "Why? Yeah. Why do I want someone to paint my driveway?"
You might want to think twice about it. You might want to do a little bit of research. But if you're going to jump in and make decisions quickly, then there is a chance that you're going to get ripped off. But hopefully you'll learn from your mistakes and move on. Because then at least you've just lost a little bit of money and you can do the right thing the next time. Whereas when it comes to the government, they come around and take money from you every single year or every single month or however often they want to, because they can.
But I don't like the way you did that last time you took my money for it. Oh, well, in that case, go ahead and give us the money, and we'll just do it the same way.
Exactly.
But I didn't. No, give us the money.
We're going to the phones because people want to talk about Mike. So let's talk to Brandon in California. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
How you guys doing?
Great, hey. Brandon. What's on your mind?
Hey, not too much. I just wanted to respond to Mike a little bit. Sounds like a very familiar argument I posed last Friday. So this time I actually figured I'd take your side, Ian. And one of the things that Mike failed to mention, which you just mentioned, is where's the individual in this model that he's talking about?
The model the model with the company taking
right,
over
company,
America?
Right. Where is the individual person? See, the problem with our system now is that our country suffers from apathy. Nobody cares. Why? Because the government takes care of them. People have this attitude that they're owed something, that they need to be given something.
They do.
And that there's a crutch that the government, the government provides me for stuff, so I don't really have to think about that stuff. I don't really care because, the government's going to do that for me.
Right. There is very much a widespread attitude of entitlement in this country.
Absolutely. And so the thing that he's neglecting to mention in this system is that with ultimate liberty comes ultimate responsibility. So now, rather than the government being your big brother and being your mom and dad and telling you, holding your hand and pulling up your pants for you, now you are the one that has to make the decisions, and you are the one that ultimately has to bear the consequences of those decisions.
Exactly. So, but how does that tie into the maniac with
right.
billions of dollars raising an army?
Right. Okay. So if let's just pretend that everything he said will happen and that everything you guys said would happen, where they've got the
secret recruiters.
Yeah, the clandestine recruiters and, the evil empire building the Death Star, like just above the horizon or whatever. That would be, in that case, the individual consumer's fault in that area for not paying attention, for not being informed about the kinds of products that they're buying, about the business practices of the companies that they're engaged in. So now, if that happens, isn't that kind of their fault for not being aware? And if that's what happens to people who aren't going to be aware and we're in a life or death situation, I have a very strong suspicion that most people in that situation are going to pay a lot more attention because now it's a matter of life and death.
Also, they're going to pay attention, even if what you say is true and they could get away with it, get the secret recruiters out there and secretly recruit. Let's change his scenario because he said they were going to take over the entirety of America, but let's just make it one state. Let's make it Alabama.
Sure.
So this secretly recruited army from every state outside of Alabama, because they were smart enough to not recruit within Alabama, otherwise the word might get out. So this secret army all of a sudden converges on Alabama with the intention of killing people and subjugating the masses that won't subjugating those that won't fight back. What happens to the mercenaries? Because you're hiring mercenaries, you're paying people a salary to be your soldiers. What's going to happen when the Alabamians start fighting back? Because if they weren't paying attention before, they're going to pay attention when people are coming down their street with guns, firing and shooting and raining terror. So somebody is going to fight back, especially in Alabama where there's plenty of people that are gun owners. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to fight back, and some of these mercs are going to start getting killed. Now, I don't know what these mercenaries are going to be charging, but I can imagine it's going to be a little bit more than the 20 grand that the military pays its soldiers, don't you think?
Right, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, especially if you're working in a hostile work environment, you're going to want to get hazard pay. You might want to get overtime.
That's where I wanted to come from on this, because maybe the mercs joined up thinking, that's going to be a walk in the park. We're going to take over Alabama. Come on. Nothing's going to happen. But then people start getting shot and killed.
Right.
Now, what's going to happen when your mercenaries come to you and say, look, you know, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I'm going to ask for double my money or else I'm going home. How quickly will the maniac that has put together the private army, how quickly is he going to find that his coffers are going to be emptying even faster than he might have expected, because his mercs are either going to demand the cash or go home?
Well, the government always finds out that a war... I don't think they projected $500 billion for Iraq at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I mean, wars just have a tendency to grow and grow and grow as far as costs go. I would think that you're going to have that kind of problem. I also think that you can pay people to fight and have their lives on the line.
Sure.
Is you just have to pay them well.
But the more people die, the more they're going to demand in order to stay on board.
It's true.
Right. There's another side to that as well that needs to be brought up. Is, let's say that the mercenaries for this situation, whatever, they like their pay. They're getting paid 90 grand or whatever, and Bill Gates has the money to pay for that. Chances are, in most warfare situations, you're going to have to destroy the property and the physical geography around there. So now, you conquer this Alabama and there's nothing left. Now what are you going to do with it? You have a worthless hunk of rubble that now you have to pay to rebuild.
Right, and it also ignores the economic calamity that would result. I mean, even if you only destroyed half the city and there were still some factories that could operate and there were still some services that could operate, then you have to occupy. Because once you've conquered, these people aren't just going to join up with your army and start working for you for free. You're going to have to conquer and subjugate, which means you're going to have to post your military in factories to ensure that people come to work and work as forced labor every single day, because presumably you don't want to pay them anymore.
Right.
No, Ian, once the people with the guns come through and kill somebody, everybody else in town's like, you got us. Mm-hmm. All right, we're with you.
We are now slaves.
We'll respect you forever now.
Now we're mindless slaves of
Bill Gates.
You
can send your soldiers away. We'll be loyal.
Yes, there would never be any insurgency or uprising or anything like that.
No.
Not in America.
No.
Well, now, to say that just because war is unprofitable that it's not going to happen is ludicrous, because there have been wars since there have been, well, men with testosterone.
Right. And we also know that all products made from slave labor are superior products.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. Appreciate hearing from you. But it is unprofitable, and that's why businesses won't get involved in it, because businesses are looking greedily for a profit.
Then why were feudal lords involved in it?
I don't have an answer for that. If you do, 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airways. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John. I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulb. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call now and receive free shipping. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
you. And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. We give it away. You go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's how you get straight to it. Over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. Information about the hosts, the issues that we talk about on the show, some of the guests we've had on, and more. It's all been created by the listeners, and you can add to it. You can delete from it and create for free. wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, Torgo, you had an answer for Mark, because he threw out a good question towards the end of the last segment. I didn't have an answer for it, nor would I have had time anyway. But you asked the question, Mark, what about feudal lords? We were talking about this paranoid conspiracy theory that Mike had earlier in the show, one of our callers, that that a corporation or a business would want to take over America with a private army.
It's not paranoid. It's realistic that somebody would want to take over. People want
to... But it's unrealistic to believe it would be possible.
People do want to take over the world.
But it's unrealistic to believe it would be possible.
Okay, maybe there.
Okay.
Okay, so now, you asked the question because the concept came up of war being unprofitable for a private individual and it wouldn't make any sense for them to do it. And Mark posed the question, well, why did feudal lords engage in it? Now, there are a couple of different reasons. First of all, the armies that the feudal lords had, like, for example, if a baron had a group of soldiers available to him, those people were his soldiers because of where they lived. Mm-hmm. They were born there. It was their duty to be his soldiers and do what he said.
Or they were mercenaries rented out by another land.
Perhaps, but not as often as they were. Not so much serfs. I mean, they were, you know, like nobility, minor nobility underneath whoever it was that was organizing the army.
Vassals.
Yeah, vassals and things like that. You know, landowners.
Born believing they had allegiance.
Right, absolutely. It was nationalism on a much smaller scale.
Got it.
And also, there was the concept of one baron wants the land of another baron. So he gets his army together, whether it's he gives his serfs who normally have pitchforks, he gives them crossbows, or he picks up some of the vassals in the area and says, okay, soldiers, onward you go, let's attack Baron B over here. They get to Baron B's property, there's a fight that breaks out, Baron B gets killed, Baron A wins.
Because everybody stops fighting. Who are they fighting for?
Right. Their leader dies. The generals concede victory, concede to Baron A, and he gets ownership of that land because the king said so.
I see.
Totally
that's
different the way situation. It works.
Gotcha. Let's go to Tim in New Hampshire. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torco and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, nowadays, with all the agencies we have and the way that they all work together, all supporting the big government model, there are so many ambiguous laws and stuff on the books that if an agent or some higher up in one of these agencies decides that they don't like something that you're doing or saying or whatever, they can fill out a form for a warrant and then send scores of their agents to your place. Take your property.
Right, but it's okay in Mike's mind because that's national security, Tim, and we need that, according to him.
I don't think he's really given it that much thought. I mean,
It's okay as long as his guys are in charge because they're all good men.
Well, the thing is, if a business were to try to do something like that, you know, like if it was the head of a business decided he was going to have some of his thugs go out and take somebody's property. Well, as soon as they started doing that, their victim's friends are going to realize, look, this guy's a tyrant. We need to do something about it before he comes after us. And I, for one, would readily go and take somebody like that out if he were to target a friend of mine.
But, Tim, what if that company who came and took your friend's property was doing it because the company realized that taking your friend's property would be better overall for the rest of the people?
That's only their opinion. It's not my opinion.
No, but they decided. The company said, hold on. We looked at this property. A park should be here. Kids like parks. Let's go kick this guy out of his house and make a park out of it. Wouldn't that be okay?
No, because there's plenty of other property for parks, and they can always purchase some land and build it on their own dime.
Okay, I'm confused, because I know it's okay when the government does the same thing.
Right. In Mike's mind, it would be okay for the government to make those decisions, but for a business to do something like that, obviously it's wrong. And we all agree that it'd be wrong for a business to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. He was just setting up a scenario. Tim, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah. You know, I'd like to start my own business one of these days, but because of all these government regulations, most of them arbitrary, I cannot afford to do so because just to start the R&D work, to start the business, I'd have to pay hundreds, possibly thousands of dollars just to get started on my business.
Or,
all I want to do is provide products that help protect people's hearing.
Or maybe if the government decides that they're going to let you start your business, then later on down the line some bureaucrat decides he's got a problem with you, they might come in and just shut you down one day just because they can. Tim, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And I like his point. We didn't bring it up before with this whole crackpot private army taking over America idea. The individual in charge of this theoretical company that Mike was making up would be vulnerable. There's no international agreement amongst every individual to not target the head of a company that goes crazy and decides to try and take over the world. So if indeed you are going to form yourself a private army secretly, in secret with secret recruiters and all that, you better have a nice secret elite guard surrounding you at all times and make sure you pay them a lot. Because in this world that we were taught, this fantasy land, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be after you because you're killing their friends and family members.
That's why when I do this, I'm going to hire ninjas and wizards.
That's the secret.
Exactly.
Pirates. All right, you can take control here. Let's go to Bob, actually, in New York. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. Two questions for you.
Yeah.
First one. In this free state, libertarian state you propose, how are consequences to murder established? Like, what are the standards? How are they executed, the consequences?
Well, okay, you're talking about a more a free market situation, not necessarily the free state, because I think most people in the free state project movement are probably small government libertarians. They're people that believe in a very small government with laws against murder and that sort of thing. But if you want an answer from me on this, it's simple. It's just a matter of interlocking insurance policies and protection companies agreeing with one another on what is right and what is wrong and what should be punished and what shouldn't, and people who hire those companies.
All right, then this is the second part to my question. Let's assume in your idea that you've proposed, and let's assume that's established, and now I'm a citizen of this free market state, and my neighbor's child, 8-year-old child, is kidnapped, raped, and murdered. And I watch the whole process run through, and in the end, the parents of this child maybe receive an insurance payout of $1 million. And let's assume that the murderer is known, and that's the only consequence, is that the parents receive $1 million payout. And then I look at the situation, I say, well, this is unjust, and I take it upon, pardon myself?
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay, and then I take it upon myself to hunt down the murderer, and I feel good about killing him because he just raped and murdered a child.
Yeah.
And then I go in and kill him because no insurance groups anywhere have agreed that the consequences should be death.
Let me ask you this then. I understand your scenario, Bob. Hold on, let me ask you a point of clarification here. I understand your scenario.
Right.
How, in a given group of Americans, say 100 randomly chosen Americans, how many of those 100 would agree that $1 million payout is enough for a murder? Or how many of those 100 would think that maybe that person should be punished?
Well, I would think the majority would say the person should probably be put to death.
Okay, well, then in that case, you'll get what you want because the marketplace will decide, and people in the marketplace will be demanding punishments that you're asking for. In the marketplace, businesses look to make their customers happy, and if their customers are demanding punishment, especially death, for murder, then you'll see that continue to happen. However, I would like to point out that if that continues to happen, the individuals that are being put to death for murder damn well better be found guilty beyond any reasonable doubt whatsoever, because if it comes out that a company as a protection company has put someone to death wrongly, they'll lose all their, I mean, they'll lose clients like crazy, they'll go out of business, there'll be crazy amounts of lawsuits. Unlike today, the government just shrugs its shoulders and says, oh well, another one dead, what can we do? More on the way, it's your show, Take Control, Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Even in the remaining moments, we will sneak your call in at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We give it all away. And if you appreciate that and you want to help us out a little bit, well, become an amplifier. Free Talk Live Amplifier Program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, AMP. And that means that what we're doing here is we're asking you for $3 a month. Now, we give everything away on our website for free, so this is totally voluntary. So if you really like the show, you want to help us get on more affiliates, more radio stations around the country, you want to get more internet listeners tuned in, more people, more new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, then the AMP program is the way to go. It doesn't matter if you're more of an Ian libertarian or a Mark libertarian. We've got people of all different interests that just like the show and want to help propel it out there onto more stations. And AMP is the way to do that. $3 a month, amp.freetalklive.com for all the details. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, and you get perks. You get access to classic archives. You get access to some other neat things, mm-hmm. like a picture of Mark's mohawk that he had I guess it was high school is when you had
Yeah,
that.
Well, there's lockers behind me, so right. It probably was high school.
Yeah, you get that stuff.
What a bad idea that was.
You get little bonuses like that if you're in the AMP program. Amp.freetalklive.com.
And Mark's senior yearbook picture.
Oh, my God. You can get that on the BBS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we go to the phones. Let's talk to Zach in New York. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Zach.
Hello. Can you hear me?
What's up?
Well, about a half hour ago, I flipped on Hannity and Combs, one of my favorite Fox News programs. And they were interviewing a college professor out of Wisconsin who believed that September 11th was an inside job amongst other terrorist events. And I think it's fair to say that he fairly decimated Hannity and Combs, who were mostly in mudslinging mode, referring to him as a kook and, a whack job and all sorts of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just took it upon himself to, state factual evidence such as thermite in the buildings and give out a website with information and... he didn't let himself be railroaded. He just continued to talk over them. And it was very wonderful to see that. And directly after that, they proceeded to go to a more pressing situation, where it's 25 minutes of the Duke rape investigation, which I think is very fundamental to the core of our society.
They're still talking about this?
Well, far longer than they talked about basically anything on the program. Megan Kerrigan, whatever her name is, the info babe, gave a long discourse on the subject.
Well, sex sells. I mean, what was your point exactly?
Well, I like the idea that these people are being forced to confront the issue on multiple fronts, simply because,
who's forcing who to what?
Well, people who believe in the issue, about September 11th, are becoming vocal, and they have no choice but to confront the issue on television. On Fox.
Why is it they have no choice? Did they have to book that guy as a guest?
Well, I think that the goal there is to maybe try and make the person look a fool. And
why bother bringing any attention to it? Why just not book them? Why not just not book them and ignore it completely?
Right. See, people like Sean Hannity and Alan Colmes, who do that job on a regular basis, you know, they have people on their shows, and they know that regardless of what direction they attack their guest from, whether they agree with their guest or not, their guest is still going to have an opportunity to make those points. So they can't be that upset about the points being made, otherwise they would never allow them to be spoken on the air in the first place.
Oh, I disagree. I would think that these people don't really have much as control over their content as you...
Who do you think controls it, sir?
Really? Who's controlling this content, and why would the people that control the content put on a conspiracy theorist about 9/11? I mean, why aren't they putting on the people out in California that believe that aliens in the mothership and suicide, why aren't they putting on those crackpots?
Right, I can understand in a situation like Jon Stewart on Crossfire when they had him on for an interview, and he took it upon himself to attack the guys on their own show. They didn't see that coming. But in this case... Whoever booked the guest, whether it was Sean Hannity, whether it was a producer who just handed them a piece of paper and said, here's who you're talking to today, somebody who booked that guest knew that he was going to talk about a government conspiracy behind 9/11.
Well, this guy's been a pretty popular punching bag between Limbaugh and O'Reilly and such and lately, and it seems like they've been going out of their way to use this guy for whatever purpose, I'm not sure. But I think the situation, as it played out on the air, did not go the way they had planned. The guy did not crumble. He did not make a fool of himself. He just simply stated information with confidence.
Well, that's great.
Great
I mean,
for him.
He's developed his on-air personality to the point that he can put his case forward. If Rush Limbaugh had him on and he beat him up, and then O'Reilly had him on and he beat him up a little less, and then he goes on Hannity and Combs and he comports himself well, he's just developing his on-air personality, and that's the natural evolution of somebody who's working in broadcast.
I don't think he'd been on those other programs.
All right, Zach. Well, thanks for the call.
Didn't you just say he had?
No, he said that he'd been attacked by Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly. Maybe not in person, just his views.
Attacking our articles or something like
right.
that.
Right. Mm.
Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to suggest that these people are just sort of scheduling guests without any concern for what they're going to come on and talk about. I mean, we don't bring somebody on Free Talk Live. I mean, we let the abortion lady on earlier this month, the anti-abortion lady on earlier this show. We knew exactly who she was and what she represented, although I was a little confused. She claimed that she wasn't for banning all contraceptions, and I thought that she was. So.
Right, yeah, there was a little bit of a discrepancy between, what we understood.
We didn't get all the facts straight.
Right, exactly. But still, at the same time, we had looked at her website. I had taken the time to talk to her people and say, we understand that she has these opinions. We would like to have her on the show. I mean, there is an interaction that takes place. I know, because I did it.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, Torgo, I know you wanted to share something from Lou Rockwell, but I just don't...
We don't have time for it. No.
But once again, just to plug it, it's the article about myths of libertarianism. Is it on the front page right now?
I'm not sure. I had a link directly
what
to
What you
the
ought to
article.
Do, maybe you could post a link in our bulletin board system.
I certainly will. So if you want to find out about this, you can go and try and look for it on lourockwell.com, or you can just head over to rbbs at bbs.freetalklive.com. I'll have a link straight to the article in there right after the show.
Great. All right, so I did mention this earlier, and we never got to it. The AP reporting on the New York City subway searches. It's gone on now for over a year, and there was a big stir. Remember when this first came down last year? It was a big stir. We talked about it. There was a guy that created some anti-searching T-shirts. He made a shirt that says, I don't consent to a search, and it was very cute and a great point. But now it's just sort of going on, and no one's really saying anything about it. According to the AP, 1 year and countless searches later, the practice, once thought of as a temporary imposition with the potential to trample civil rights, remains in effect and is barely causing a stir. Well, it isn't temporary, and it is trampling civil rights. It's not a potential. It's actually trampling your freedoms. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said, we consider it a valuable tactic to use. It's not a panacea, nor a cure-all, which is the same thing, by the way, but it's another tool in our toolbox. Officials won't say how many bags police have searched in the past year, nor specify where and when they do it, and they say that by being unpredictable, they're keeping the would-be bombers off balance. The program, by the way, has resulted in 5 arrests. though not for terrorism, but
no.
drug possession.
Drugs, absolutely.
Disorderly conduct and other minor charges.
Right, so, disorderly conduct means I don't want you to search me.
Yeah. So of those five arrests, not even all five were for drug possession. Still, the nation's largest police department considers the city's 468 subway stations and average 4.5 million riders who use them daily to be ripe targets for terror. The subway inspections are just one element of a counterterrorism program that costs the NYPD roughly $200 million per year. And actually, we saw some of this when we were in New York City, Mark. We saw some of this anti-terror program. Remember when we were down by, was it Wall Street, and we were sitting out on these steps, and there's all kinds of cops with machine guns around.
And like, these German officer helmets. It was scary, scary stuff.
And all of this is so ridiculous to me, because the U.S. government is the only organization that I have ever witnessed firsthand taking a complete and total lack of results as meaning they've achieved success. But, you know, in this case, well, we haven't caught any terrorists, meaning this program is a success because we're scaring them into staying home.
Every day they set up the checkpoints at a handful of stations across the city during afternoon rush, typically. I have three uniformed officers equipped with a folding table and flashlights used to peer into bags, a far cry from the elaborate screening stations in airports. Apparently, when some commuters actually try to open their bags to show the officers what's in them, they get shooed away. So that's a tip for you would-be terrorists out there. Just walk up to the officers and just start opening your bag to show them how legitimate you are, and then they'll presume that you're legitimate and just let you right through. So that's one of the things that's going on. By the way, the New York Civil Liberties Union believed the searches were violations of privacy. It went to court to try to stop them. A federal judge disagreed, saying that following 2001 September 11th terror attacks, the need for the measures was, quote, indisputable, pressing, ongoing, and evolving. Now, the Civil Liberties Union has appealed. The lawyers argued the searches are too infrequent to be a real deterrent, yet frequent enough to violate constitutional rights.
It's a pressing issue 5 years later when there's been no additional action. Stop it! You're worthless!
Oh, my gosh. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manly.
We'll see you online. Who?
Mark.
We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Look.